Because of the lack of leadership shown by the mayor and others in political authority, our boycott of downtown, which we dubbed our selective buying program against downtown Jacksonville stores, proved to be quite successful. It was September. We were fast approaching the time of the year when many persons, and especially blacks, would start putting clothes and merchandise in layaway for Christmas. Merchandise could remain in the store's layaway for 90 days. Stores depended on their Christmas sales to make that year's profit margin. Having already cut into a portion of that margin during the sit-ins, the resulting downtown riot took care of another portion. Our branches received a memo from the NAACP asking that we not call the withholding of our money from white businesses a boycott. There could be legal challenges if we did. Instead, the NAACP directed us to call the boycott a selective buying program. So we created a selective buying program for downtown Jacksonville after initially calling it a boycott. It was still successful. Once again, the black community had to internalize the need to sacrifice. With the continued intransigence of the mayor and the success of the selective buying program against downtown businesses, the two ministerial alliances, the Jacksonville Chamber of Commerce and the business community, finally got involved with the biracial committee issue with the NAACP. It obviously made good community sense and it made good business sense. At the outset, we made sure the committee members and especially the white committee members understood that white lunch counters were targets of sit-in demonstrations because they were visible vestiges of segregation and because of issues with how downtown businesses accepted our money. We further explained that sit-in demonstrations were not about eating a hot dog and a Coke, but were always about human dignity and respect. In short, we made it clear we were not just meeting to integrate lunch counters. There were other issues to consider. The lack of downtown retail salespersons who were black, the integration of all eating establishments and not just the lunch counters, the need for more black law enforcement officials, the lack of city transportation bus drivers, and the lack of black firefighters. We placed a veritable cornucopia of issues on the table. Those in attendance were quick to point out that those issues went beyond the scope of the committee. The meetings began slowly as communications between whites and blacks got underway for perhaps the first time in the history of the Jacksonville community. Without the official sanction of Mayor Hayden Burns, we were meeting as the first Jacksonville biracial committee. Acrimony initially prevailed. There were charges and countercharges relative to attitudes and segregation, and the business community representatives complaining it was unfair to hold them responsible for the integration of lunch counters. Some of the businessmen on the committee were still upset with the sit-in demonstrations and resented serving on the committee with Mr. Pearson and me as representatives of the NAACP Youth Council. They had a real problem, but they could do nothing about it. After we temporarily called off the sit-ins, white members of the committee felt we should temporarily discontinue the picketing too while we were meeting and negotiating. They did not like the implied threat. Certainly, they did not want it to appear to their community that blacks were holding their feet to the fire as we were. We politely and courteously told them we would continue to talk with them, but continue to picket too. The talks stalled. Some blamed schedules and time constraints. Others charged Mr. Pearson and me, as youth council representatives, were negotiating in bad faith. Others claimed the meetings were useless because the committee had no official sanction. We countercharged that the white community did not intend to negotiate in good faith, and that these excuses were a subterfuge to keep them from doing the right thing. Moreover, the right thing in this instance meant integrating the downtown lunch counters at least as a start. It became obvious that the business community did not see how serious we were about the boycott or the selective buying campaign of downtown Jacksonville stores. In our opinion, committee members were disingenuously stalling, hoping to outweigh blacks regardless of the importance of the issues, and believing that if they were patient enough, we would capitulate and go back to business as usual. Not this time, we decided. Meantime, downtown stores were feeling the serious effects of the boycott. We started the sit-in demonstrations again while we continued picketing retail stores downtown.